episode 92. That's right. Welcome to episode 92 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, member of the Berlin Brigade from 1985 to 1987. I know it sounds like a long time ago, but I was a member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, U.S. Army, 3rd Platoon, the greatest platoon in Alpha Company, which was the greatest company in the entire 6th Battalion. I don't care what anybody says. That was us. Anyway, welcome. Listen, welcome. Welcome. In this episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, we're going to talk about... Well, you know what? Let's get this show started.
Einsteigen, bitte.
Alrighty. So, again, I'm still on this thing, and I'm still wanting you to record your own story. If you're recording your own story, let me know. Let me know what you're doing. And I talked about this in the past episode, and I talked about it in previous episodes, and I will continue to talk about it because, as I mentioned, it still chaps my hide how people that were never in Berlin, that never served in the United States Army, that never even set foot in Germany, are telling us how we lived. It truly does. I mean, you know, and again, it's not their fault. They're stepping up. They're filling in the gaps that we're not, that we're leaving behind. And folks, we can't do that. We were there. We did what we did. And it also chaps my hide how all of us are continuing to allow this to continue, or how we're allowing this to continue. It just it baffles me that we're allowing this to happen. Folks, I understand that academics have a unique perspective on things and they've got to pass on the story, but we have a better perspective. We have a better story. We were actually there. We were on the ground. And as I said before, we lived it. We lived it at the micro level. We were actually there. It wasn't like something superficial or outside. No, we were actually there. We lived there. We slept there. We loved there. Those that, you know, found love. We fell in love with the city. We fell in love with the people. We fell in love with everything that Berlin was. And I still see it to this day. People will talk about it. And when we talk about Berlin, you can just see that their eyes just go back in time to those great days that we were there, the days of our youth. And folks, we have got to do something about this. You know, we were the ones that were making things happen when others were reading about it. We were the ones that were actually boots on the ground. And we still need to get out there and do it. So that's why I talked about audacity last time. Folks, I also talked about the recorder, the voice memo on iPhone, or whatever voice memo application you use. Heck, you can even call into your own phone and leave a voice message and record the entire, your story on your voicemail. Heck, you can call the BerlinBrigade.com hotline and leave your story there. We've done it before in the past. We'll do it again. If you need me to send it to you, I'll download it and send it to you. It's not a problem. But we have got to start telling our story because our legacies are going to want to know what happened in Berlin. And in doing so, we preserve our history, our shared history. 1945 to 1994, our shared history. Why 1994? Because that's when we pulled out of Berlin. Why 1945? Because that's when we walked into Berlin. And I say we because all of us that served were part of that whole entire collective. Doesn't matter when we served. We were part of that. So if you stayed at McNair the whole time, you never went off, you were a barracks rat. But you know what? You were a barracks rat in West Berlin during the Cold War. Yeah, see? No one else can say that but you. If you lived on the economy, U.S. soldier living in the economy with your family and your kids, heck, some of us even had, well, some of us, but not me. Some even had kids in Berlin. And that's very unique in itself. But then again, that's what happens in Berlin. It's very unique. So with that being said, folks, get your story, either write it down, record it, voice record it, videotape it, something. Because once you're gone, the story's gone. And if you have nothing to leave behind, then our legacy is only going to have those history books. The stories of other people interpreting what we did and telling us how we lived, even though we know better. That being said, folks, please, by all means, record your story. Okay, moving on. Here's another story. The Berlin Wall. This week, Monday, August 13th of 2018, it celebrated the 57th anniversary of the Berlin Wall going up. Obviously, it came down, but the day it was constructed. And, you know, I asked this question before, but I never really got into it. But now I'm going to ask it, and I really want to hear from you. So please, by all means, email back or write back or fill in if you're on the Facebook or on the Twitter or something. Respond back, or even on the website. Drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com. Here's the question. What was your impression the very first time you saw the Berlin Wall, when you actually got to stand in front of it, you got to see it? What was your first impression? And what did you think? You know, in my case, I got there at night, or it was already nighttime by the time I got picked up at Tegel and taken the bus and then got dropped off. Got picked up and then dropped off at the unit. I did not get to see the Berlin Wall that first day, but I knew it was in Berlin, obviously. The next day, I actually, well, it was over at the Tell Tower Canal, right south of McNair. So I didn't get to see the wall because, you know, everybody at that point, everybody knows that that was a fence and you could see across the canal and you could see into East Germany. And that was interesting. That was different. And it didn't look so impressive. There was nothing really there at that point. You know, you could see the towers down the way, but you couldn't really get into the feel of it. So then it was the following day, because I was doing all that in-processing. Later that night, went to the Kudamm. Not much happened there. You know, got that first impression of the Kudamm. That's for a different story. That's for a different time. But finally, I got to the wall a little bit later on the next day. Got to the wall. And there it was. You know, it was like, wow, this is it. This is it. This is the line. This is it. East meets West. Right here. This is where it's happening. And I think that's when it all hit me. That's when it truly hit me. That it was, this is what all the hubbub's about. This is where, if it was going to happen, it's going to happen right here at this line. This little piece of concrete division. If the balloon ever went up, things got hot, the Cold War turned hot, this is where it was going to happen. And I was awestruck definitely awestruck. It was like, wow, you know, it hits you. It kind of hits you in waves. First is that first impression, like, really, this is all it's about. And then it starts sinking in real quickly, though. It really does, because you see that first tower and you see those soldiers up in the tower, those border guards, the Grenzertruppen. You see them up in the border guards. You see them up in the towers and the lookouts. Then if you get to one of the spots that had one of those stands, and in this case, it was over, oh, I forget the name of this street, but it was down a ways from Checkpoint Charlie on Zimmerstrasse. And you get to see the stand. So you get up there and you get to see over the wall. And then you really see what's going on. You truly see what's going on. You see the tank traps. You see the empty minefields, quote-unquote minefields, if there were any truly there, the impression was. You see that no man's land, and then you see East Berlin. And now it really starts striking hard, because it is the reality of it. First, you had been hearing about it in school, growing up, the Berlin Wall. You see reports in the news about an attempted escape over the Berlin Wall today, and so on and so on. But you hear about it, you see it in movies, you hear about it, and I think it was that James Bond movie where he's in the Grunewald. I forgot the name of the movie. So if you remember, folks, let me know. And that was kind of the first impressions the last impressions I had of Berlin before actually setting foot on the ground. And like I said, it was really okay. And then it quickly escalates in your mind as to the severity, the intensity, and the reality of all of it. So that was my first impression of the wall. And then when you start seeing the people on the other side, then obviously that changes even more. So it was a constantly evolving impression of the Berlin Wall. I think up until the very end, after I left and then I heard it fell, then it went back again and have been back. It's still awe-inspiring, awestruck that, you know, this was really a reality and now things have changed so much, but have they really changed? And that's kind of the question, but that's for a different time. But that's my impression. So, folks, What is your first impression? Share it. Share it with everyone. Let us know. Either go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, or on the website, email me, or call it in. Call it in to the 413-BRIGADE, 413-BRIGADE. That's the BerlinBrigade.com hotline. So call it in there. Leave your message there, but share it. Share it. We want to hear what your first impression of the Berlin Wall was. And again, that's reflecting on something that happened. And if you were there before, there was still some division. So let us know how you felt about that actual one moment you're in one sector, the next moment you're in another sector. Or in this case, the Western sectors from the Eastern sector. Alrighty. Well, as I'm recording this, it is Saturday, August 18, 2018. And as always, about this time every year, the German-American Volksfest starts winding down. It's fast coming to an end, and it's the 57th, and it's looks like a lot of fun from what I've been seeing online, what I've been pulling down, catching on Twitter and stuff, and on the videos that I've seen. It's a lot of fun, as usual, a lot of fun. So, again, here's another opportunity for you. Take this time and not just only share your impressions, but record your first impressions of the Berlin Wall, but also record your memories of the German-American Volksfest when you were there. If they didn't have it when you were there, well, okay, but it was quickly starting. But I'm more sure there were other events that rolled in the Americans and the Germans trying to get everybody together. And in this case, it eventually turned into the German-American Volksfest, the Deutsches Amerikanisches Volksfest. Volksfest, there we go. But as it's coming down to an end this year for 2018, I look forward to the 2019. Should be a lot of fun. Everybody else does. Should be pretty interesting times. I guarantee it will be. So if you get a chance to go in August of any year, make sure you stop by and check out the German-American Volksfest. And those of you that are listening in Berlin, I hope you went. I really, truly hope you went and shared some time with everybody there. Again, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for visiting the Volksfest and passing along our thanks and congratulations to everybody putting things together, and also for just spreading the German-American unity and sharing the German-American Volksfest experience. I know we're not there this year, and I'm talking about all the Berlin Brigade soldiers, but those that can go, still go. Congratulations. Thank you for going. Thank you for keeping the spirit of the German-American Volksfest on the American side alive. I know we're not serving ribs, we're not making hamburgers, and I know we're not serving Michelob, but hey, still, the memories are still there. So, as always, awesome times. Let's see, what else? Okay, folks, I know you've seen on the Twitter feed, on our Twitter feed, and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, I put a call out for people. If you want to be interviewed, we're looking for guests. I'd like to get back into the groove of interviewing people, including your stories, but actually talking to people and getting some unique insights as to what's going on, what we were doing in Berlin when we were there. So again, if you are interested in being interviewed for the podcast, which I really, truly hope you are, and you're committed to it and sticking it out and getting it done, then please, by all means, drop me an email, because again, I'm looking for you. BerlinBrigade.com is looking for you to be a guest on the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, this show right here. So if you served in Berlin anytime between 1945 to 1994 and are interested in being a guest on this podcast, please send me a message, Dave@BerlinBrigade.com or Twitter @BerlinBrigade, all one word. Let me know you're interested and let's get the show. Let's get you on the show. Let's get the show started. Let's share your story. Because again, all of us had a unique, different perspective. And I know my impression of the Berlin Wall is probably not your impression of the Berlin Wall, that first impression. So again, let me know. Folks, we are still looking for that Berlin Brigade soldier from 1968, the one that had that green MG convertible. The MG convertible, that little British car, the convertible. Somebody's still looking for you. And if you're from California, or you know who I'm talking about, then by all means, please reach out, Dave@BerlinBrigade.com, or message me on Twitter @BerlinBrigade. Let me know, hey, I think this might be who you're looking for, because someone is still looking for you and just wants to know what you're up to, what's going on. Folks,
I think it's about time I start wrapping this episode up of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. Let me know what you think about episode 92. As always, I welcome your contributions. I welcome your feedback. I welcome your email, your messages, everything. So by all means, please message me if you have any comments, questions, concerns, show ideas, show notes, anything you want to include, reunions that are coming up. Kudos to the Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association. They just had their reunion back in Berlin. The Red Leg Association's just finished theirs up, and apparently they're going to be going to San Antonio not too soon. So hopefully I'll get an invite. Hopefully I will get an invite from the Red Legs, and sure like to meet up with them. But if not, I understand it's a Red Leg thing, and that's okay. I'm sorry. I'm straight leg infantry. That's just the way it rolls. That's just the way I roll. So, yeah, that's the way I walk. Straight leg. Alrighty, listen. Everyone, thank you for your times. But again, thank you for your time. Again, reach out to me if you have anything you want to share with everyone. And reach out to me at Berlin Brigade on Twitter, all one word, at the @ and then Berlin Brigade. Or email me, dave@berlinbrigade.com. That D-A-V-E, Dave, like in David, but dave@berlinbrigade.com. That's the website. Be sure you visit our website, berlinbrigade.com. Got some interesting stuff. I'm going to be right after the 1st of September. I'm going to take that holiday weekend, bring the registry up to date, but also adding some more images. Somebody's sent over quite a bit of images, so I'll be adding some of that online. And what else have we got? We might have another episode sometime that week, but if not, it'll be the week after. Folks, no matter what, I look forward to hearing from you. I am your host, David Guerra, and I thank you for your time. I appreciate you for allowing me and the BerlinBrigade.com website to continue to be part of your post-Berlin Brigade life. Thank you. I really do appreciate all the kind words, all the kind comments. Heck, even the negative ones. At least you're thinking about me. Also, I invite you to subscribe on iTunes. That way you get this podcast and all future podcasts delivered to your smartphone, and you can listen to us at any time. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram under the name Berlin Brigade. So that's Instagram.com/Berlin Brigade if you're following along on a computer. But if you're following along on your iPhone, smartphone, whatever phone, that's just load the Instagram app up and then search for Berlin Brigade, all one word. Also, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, where Berlin Brigade, again, is all one word. Folks, my name is David Guerra. Until next time, Danke schön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.